Ellis has agreed to be extradited from Italy to Melbourne. Despite maintaining his innocence, the 65-year-old says he intends to clear his name of the 1977 murders in Collingwood of two women. He was arrested at a Rome airport last week after flying in from Athens. The war between Israel and terror group Hezbollah could be about to escalate. The head of the Israeli army has told troops to prepare for a ground invasion into Lebanon. And there'll soon be police cameras on Aussie roads that can detect when drivers are tailgating. Queensland's announced a trial, insisting they won't be used to fine drivers, just display warnings that people should leave more room. You sport check in a sec.
The Pool Room celebrates the sporting winners, losers and all the really weird stuff in between. Search for The Pool Room with Tony Armstrong on the iHeart app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Melbourne will be bathed in sunshine on grand final eve and game day. Blue skies and a top of 17 for tomorrow's parade and 23 on Saturday. Brisbane trains at Punt Road Oval today after jetting into town yesterday afternoon, a good 24 hours before the Swans. And North Melbourne now top of the AFLW ladder, smashing Carlton overnight. The Kiss Cast is next.
The Harris Scarf mid-season sale is on now. Save 50% off all fry pans and woks by Tefal. Exclusions apply. Harris Scarf. Great brands, great prices.
Cloudy and 14 degrees today. Tomorrow sunny and 17. Then sunny and 23 for grand final day on Saturday. Right now in Werribee it's 11. In Narrewarrin it's 10. And thanks to Chemist Warehouse, this is the Kyle and Jackie O Show on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Fucking Kiss FM.
Thank you.
Broadcasting live.
F*** it. We'll do it live.
Across Australia.
Kiss satellite.
And around the world.
Around the world.
Radio hosts Kyle and Jackie O.
The pair have no filter.
A show in Australia called The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Keith Urban is having a birthday today. We've rung up Keith. Keith, you there?
Hi. I'm
in the car.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
That's awesome.
That is crazy that you got a hold of us. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You can change his number now. You know what these celebrities are like.
Kyle Sandilands and Jackie O, they've turned waking up their audience into an art form.
Hey, this is Ashton Kutcher and I'm hanging out with Kyle and Jackie O.
I saw you with a little pair of gay shorts on.
Yeah, did you like the little shorts?
Man, I want to see you walking around LA in those little shorties.
Yeah. Oh, man, can I say that on air?
Yeah, we said it now.
Yet again, king and queen of radio, none other than the great Kyle and Jackie O, back where they belong. They've got better every single year and they are truly the last genuinely fearless radio show left on the FM band.
And nobody should listen to it and you will be a massive failure. You've got the intellect of a kumquat.
This is Mark Wahlberg.
You've done a million things. Boogie Nights, Ted 102, Daddy's Home, the other guys, Shooter. There's been thousands.
I'm a very busy guy, but every free moment that I have is to be spent with you guys.
Yeah.
Kemp speaks out, talking to the Kyle and Jackie O radio show.
Hi, I'm Elton John.
I have friends who live in Australia, and you've really gone through the mill there. I follow it every day.
The rockstar radio duo.
The Kyle and Jackie O show.
Let's get it started. How we feeling, I suppose?
Kyle and Jackie O.
It's a good name, right?
Listening to another station at 6 a.m. is like dog shit.
Talk to Carlson.
Okay, I can see why you're number one in Australia.
You're listening to the boy from the big bad city.
This is the best radio show I've ever heard in my entire life.
You guys are incredible.
The golden microphone is on.
Due to an overwhelming complaint from audiences that how dare I be sick, I've dragged my ass out of bed. And here I am.
Here you are.
Hi, Kyle.
Begrudgingly, here I am.
Well, what's going on, guys?
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm hearing, like, dance floor music so loud in my headphones and I can barely hear myself. Sorry, our levels are all off and it's off-putting.
Yeah, I didn't notice.
No, mine was sounding
okay. So I think yours is fine. Yeah, it's just me.
You still get those Motorola get some proper headphones. What are those?
Beats. They're Beats. They're earbuds.
I don't believe they are.
Yeah, they are. Look,
they look like something that you got from the Motorola.
They do, you know. They look like the cheap ones you'd get in a free show bag.
Everyone's got in their junk drawer.
I know.
So, Kyle, what's happening? Because everyone's been blaming me because it was my wedding. We went out.
It's nothing
and
to
then
do.
I didn't
even party. I was in bed early.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's just one of those things. And apparently there's a lot of this sort of flu thing going around.
Oh, I've got very important...
Oh, enough of me.
Oh, sorry.
Enough of me, guys.
It's just I've heard all this off air.
Well,
Oh, whatever. Okay, well, guys, have the conversation off air.
I'll pen it in the letter.
He's fine. Okay. Basically, he was sick and he's fine.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. You're right, Jackie. You're cutting to the chase.
There is a new update on Instagram that I feel everyone needs to know about.
My health was thrown out for this shit.
Yeah. And you know what, Kyle? I know you're not on Instagram, but sometimes you'll be on it through someone else's phone, right?
Always looking over someone's shoulder.
Right. And you have said in the past that you will often zoom in on a picture, especially if it's a bikini picture.
Yeah, straight into the fork.
Straight into the fork.
Yep, yep.
Did you know now,
see the shape
every
of that
time
thing.
You zoom in on somebody's picture on Instagram, that person gets a notification that you zoomed in on their picture?
Well, not me. But possibly Bruno.
Bruno's phone, yeah.
So hang on, how do they know that?
Why is that a good idea?
Who needs to know that? I don't know.
Well,
I find
the
that
rights
weird.
Of women being objectified, I think, Brooke. Are we kidding?
It is an odd thing to include in the update. Like, yeah. I'm not sure why they want that in
there.
They
would have done a survey and they would have said, what would you like to know? And people said, I want to know if someone's zooming in. This is how these things come up.
Yeah.
Social groups being
Bruno
asked,
here. Sorry, Kyle. I do have an answer as to why they've put in that feature.
Yeah. Why?
So it's more to do with, like, businesses so that they can get, like, more of a gauge of people interacting with their
That's
their
bullshit. People want to look in at people's vadges.
Well, I think you're right, but that's the reason at least that they're giving.
Are you zooming in on guys' todgers, Jackie? When
no.
You don't lie.
No, but you'll zoom
You've never
in.
Done it.
I've zoomed in on pictures just in general.
You've never zoomed in on a guy's body details?
Oh, I would have,
so
for
the
sure.
Answer was
for
yes.
sure. But I don't know why someone needs to know that.
Bruno's making out as if, we're looking at buying the new Kia. Let's zoom in and see what the steering wheel details are like. Is that what you're saying? That's what it's designed for?
Well, yeah, that's what Meta is saying, the parent company. They're like, yeah, it's for that.
All that's going to happen now is everyone's just going to take screenshots and zoom in on the screenshot.
Yeah, but you don't get as much detail when you do that. Have you noticed that?
You feel like quite the professional.
God, you are in there, aren't
What do you mean you don't get?
Well, zooming in on the Instagram app, you get more detail than on the thing. Oh. Your child's coming, Kyle.
Otto, hey.
Oh, sorry, guys. How inappropriate.
Hi, beautiful.
Oh, hey, buddy.
How are you? Hello.
Sorry, guys, to ruin the...
Otto, hey, mate, hi. Oh, my gosh. What is
are
he...
You
all right? You're
hello.
So cute.
Hello.
Hi.
You want to say hello, Jackie? Say hello, Jackie. You either say it or you go outside with your mother. 5, 4, 3, 2...
Oh, hi, beautiful.
Don't put your fingers in your mouth. You look like something's not quite right there.
You're so cute. Gosh, okay, you look like your mama.
Thank God. Okay, where's mama? Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetie.
Bye-bye.
Okay, shut the door, will you, for Christ's sake.
Bye.
But hurry up. We're in the middle of a live show.
Oh, he's so cute.
Anyway, so be warned. I think that update is just filtering through now. I haven't actually got it myself yet.
Oh, no one's advised you that anyone's...
No.
Oh, how embarrassing.
Kyle,
oh, not I one bloke. No, with don't. All those photos, thousands and thousands, not one zoom in.
Well, not that I've got a notification of yet.
I actually find that hard to believe. You know, nearly every bloke I know over the years have said, you know, they all ask me, have you ever smashed that?
Yeah.
And I always say, no.
Yeah.
And lately, like, because I never asked them, would you? I think they just wanted to know, would I?
Mm.
But a lot of men now are like, Jesus, that Jackie's looking. It's always about looking good. Not like, oh, she's in fine mental form. There's nothing about, oh, she's really
she's so
set herself
now.
Up as an entrepreneur. It's just about how fine she looks.
Oh, that's men I'll take for that.
You. That's all, you don't care about that.
I don't care about the mental part, about the mental part.
Strangely, that's all she remembered from that whole conversation, the mental part.
Speaking of which, I caught up with Katy Perry yesterday.
Yeah.
And we had a little good chat. Actually, Brooklyn, you were sitting next to me doing it.
Yeah, I didn't say very much, but you good. And Katy
What
had
do you got
moment.
To say? What do you got to say?
No, well, not much. But, I mean, there was something going on between you and Katy Perry.
What do you mean?
There was just, it was a moment. You were
like, what?
You almost cried.
Yeah,
Jackie.
We were having a proper girl chat.
Cried about what?
Well, you know, she was talking about...
Are we playing this today? Or
yeah,
what?
We are playing it today. So I
well,
guess
give us the rundown.
It. It's more about like how she... well, she... The way she met Orlando, right? And how her life changed. But she was talking about casting a spell before she met him. She
cast a spell. One day.
And then she talks about what she... I was just like, wow, okay, that
you
was...
You met your twinner.
I met my girl. She's my soul sister, I'm telling you. I love this girl.
So she's doing the AFL Grand Final, what's that, this Friday, isn't
Saturday.
It?
Saturday.
Yeah, whatever. She's doing the performance. That's going to be amazing. There's a surprise... an artist joining her on stage.
Surprise, surprise, Tina Arena. Big deal.
Yeah, I did see that yesterday. Oh, I don't know if that's true.
Big deal.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
I'm in chains. You get over it.
Oh, that's not. You know, she's got an incredible voice. That could be amazing.
Listen,
chains.
Just because you knew her 30 years ago doesn't mean you got to keep licking its ass.
I only saw it just recently, you know. I caught up with her at the Australian Open.
Oh, apologies. Yeah. Oh, she's your tennis friend now.
Well, I did. I ran into her. It's not like we were hanging out the whole time.
What's happened to tennis?
Oh, nothing.
Will you go to another Australian Open?
Absolutely, I would. I absolutely loved the Australian Open.
Remember when Darren McMullen had his pickleball contest or some shit? She was all over this. Then she bought all the tennis gear. Remember, Russell wanted to play. She thought she was Marg. Who do you think you were? Yvonne Goolagong? It's embarrassing. The change, the twist.
But yes, I would go to the Australian Open again. I thought that was awesome.
Now you guys are here in Los Angeles with me and I'm well. I've got a little bit of Los Angeles news for you to be warned about, everyone. Be warned.
Okay, yeah.
Be warned. 50 teenagers between the ages of 12 and 15 years raided a Los Angeles 7-Eleven all at the same time yesterday. This is the dangers you face, Jackie.
Carl, you're always trying to show me how dangerous everything is.
Officers said the teens took off with cigarettes and other chip-like and chocolate merchandise.
What, they didn't even take money? They just took the cigarettes and chips.
Drinks and ciggies. Footage shows several suspects climbing and pushing shelves over, climbing the counters and trashing the store.
They're silly. They'll have all that footage of them, won't they?
If you go to Canada, be careful. Canada government has released their first official UFO photo. Pedro, have you got your ears on? Are you across this?
Absolutely, Canada. I do.
So there was shot during a chase where the Canadian Air Force were chasing this unidentified object over Alaska. The UFO was shot down by the Canadians. And then the whole Chinese spy balloon incident got brought up as a deflective. We believe Canada now has a downed alien aircraft. What do you think, Pedro?
Yeah, this is true. And they've only released like this really grainy image.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
But have they've put no information out there because they don't want their like enemy countries to know what information they've got.
Who's an enemy of Canada?
Who's the second biggest maple syrup provider?
That's what you got to start there.
You got to ask yourself.
It's a paedophile's investigation.
Oh, no.
On it.
I forgot about you, Peter.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Oh, my God, hi.
Oh, great to talk to you, mate.
It's strange, though, because it was only the day before I got sick, I said to my wife, let's fly Peter over. We missed him when you were in France with us, and she went, yeah. And then I got sick for 3 days, so it's too late now.
There's no time now. There's a United flight out.
No, we'll be back on the weekend.
We'll be back on the weekend.
One show, though.
Not worth it.
My friend, you know, speaking of danger in LA, my friend was over at his friend's house yesterday, and they were just chilling out, and they were hearing sirens a lot.
That means having gay sex.
No, they weren't. They were having a coffee.
Netflix and chill.
Now, one of them's straight. So one's gay, one's straight. One's married, by the way, the gay one. He's married. So anyway, he's chilling out, having a coffee. They hear these sirens, a lot of sirens, and they're wondering what's going on. Anyway, they found out today what it was is a guy had got onto a bus and hijacked the bus.
What, here?
Yeah. And then all the police were chasing this bus that he had hijacked in Los Angeles, and one person died. And
Holy
I thought, my God,
shit.
That's like the movie Speed, you know? It's like, and that just happened yesterday around here.
I think that was was that mid-afternoon?
I think so.
Because there was a lot of helicopter activity above Hollywood yesterday.
Well, that's what it would be because, they had the choppers.
We kept hearing the choppers all day in the show, remember?
So that's when it would have happened. Yeah. When we heard the choppers is when that was happening. So.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy to think, isn't it? Like, that's just a thing that for you, you didn't even hear about. If that happened in Australia,
well,
it'd
I
be
have
amazing.
Been in bed for 3 days straight.
Well, we didn't hear about it until now.
Well, it wasn't on your Facebook feed.
It wasn't on my Instagram feed.
Oh, sorry,
I'm more interested in the update. When's that happening?
Yeah, forget that, bus. Only one died.
Only one?
Where's the Zoom update? Right. So what have you been doing, Brooklyn? Anything? Have you been over there in gay paradise at Jackie's joint?
Yeah, I have been. We went out for dinner last night to a place that Harry Styles was his favourite restaurant at one point.
Oh, God, you're drawing a long bow there for some sort of interest level.
It's been about 7 years since he's been there. But it was so dark and moody in this restaurant that you actually couldn't see shit.
Couldn't see anything.
Where's the restaurant?
West Hollywood.
Yeah. What's it called?
The Nice Guy.
Oh, yeah, that place has almost got, they've got no light.
There's no light. There's only dimly lit candles. That's right.
So Jackie pulls her phone out and puts the torch on and the whole restaurant lights up.
Then everyone goes, You saw Diddy having a freak party in the corner? What?
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, by the way, this morning, if you want to see, we got a double to go and see Katy Perry. Do her pre-show thing. Universal putting a whole thing on the grand final.
This is her sound check. You get to see her rehearse it all and you get that done in private. So we are giving away that special VIP ticket. This morning. No, not
when
not
you
right
hear
now.
This Katy Perry new song, Lifetimes, you know it. As soon as you hear it, 13-1065, first through, it'll be played this morning. When you hear her, first through gets the tickets. Well done.
Yeah, good luck, guys. It's a big prize this morning.
What's going on at home? Anyone got any reports from back at the headquarters there?
Okay, look, everyone's pretty well behaved here. I've got my own private paedophiles going on, which I will be presenting in the next couple of weeks once I get to
What's that about? Give us a
well,
hint.
Well, apparently someone about 4 hours away from the station here is impersonating me, was emceeing an event, apparently, and claiming to be intern Pete.
What?
From Kiss FM. So
why would you bother?
Fuming.
No, I don't believe that's true.
I've got no
true?
Audio apart from a witness that was at the event, and they were like, they just introduced themselves as intern Pete from Kiss FM. So
did they look or sound like you? Did she
say? I got sent a photo. It's fat and disgusting looking person. So
it sounds exactly like you.
Well, not exactly that. So that's what's going on in my world.
What about young Lockie? Because Bathurst, is that coming up soon? Lockie, you must be getting hard over that.
Bathurst is 2 weeks away, but can you believe that I'm not going to Bathurst this year because the Acras are on the same weekend?
The Radio Awards.
Had to make a choice between radio and cars.
Hang on. I thought that's part of, I thought you owned a company that compares the track at Bathurst. Isn't that your personal business?
I'm not commentating at Bathurst, no. I have done in the past.
Sounds like you lost the gig, eh? Lost the gig.
It was, yeah.
Who's got it?
They've changed. Well, what they used
Who
to
Who took
do
the
they
gig?
Used to have, well, now they just play the TV commentary through the speakers at the track, so they don't need a separate on-track commentator anymore.
So you lost the contract?
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's annoying. So, really, you were just going as a spectator then, now?
I still would have had some work to do.
I didn't mean that to be insulting.
Sorry, no one's listening to you.
I'll still do that remotely anyway. I'll come and hang out with you guys, which will be fun.
Okay. Hey, Kyle and Jackie, sorry to jump in, but there was a video uploaded to the KJ socials of Jackie in one of the self-driving cars. And the caption was, would you trust one of these, right?
Yeah.
And Lockie replied, like he's a punter, you know, and he replied, nah, I'd back my own abilities behind the wheel any day, given my exemplary driving record.
Lockie, you wouldn't go in that driverless vehicle then?
No, I wouldn't trust it.
Really?
You know, I got an Uber here to Kyle's house today, and it was a lovely Asian lady was driving the Uber, and as I was going along, I was thinking, I wish I had the driverless.
Why was she talking?
Well, she was just very careful and slow, and you know, and I thought that the driverless car looks way more
And by the way, when Lockie says his exemplary driving record, you know you don't want to be getting driven by that guy.
No, I want someone who's going to be a bit more assertive than that.
Yeah, Lockie's I feel he's a hesitator.
Yeah.
He hesitates.
He'll let everyone merge in through
especially
before you.
Merging, yes, every bastard's in.
This driverless car doesn't do that.
It doesn't allow anyone in.
No, it gets straight in there.
We drove last night to the restaurant and it merged in front of you. Like, they're everywhere.
Actually, we saw, one on the street and it merged in front of me. Like, boom, no question. It was like, I'm getting in there.
No hesitation.
It was so good. I love those cars. Mm. You know what was weird, though, driving to the restaurant last night? All within the same block of each other, we saw the driverless vehicle, and then we saw on the footpath the little robot that's delivering
Uber.
The Esky robot that lights up and is delivering Ubers on its own.
Got like a happy face on the front?
Yes. Yes, and it just felt like, oh my God, we are going to get taken over by robots.
Yeah.
They're just going to be everywhere, robots, really.
That's right, yeah.
It's the future.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to be having sex with them. They're going to be driving us around.
I don't think we're going to have sex with them.
We're already having sex with them.
Oh, well, okay. Not the... Yeah, all right. Well, not the...
Not the Uberless car. not that. Like, that's a real type of person.
Yeah.
But there's the, the sex dolls.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They're going to make them into robots.
It's scary to think, isn't it? Like, how much are we going to be surrounded by robots where... It just feels like it's okay. Like right now, there's a bit of a stigma attached. If you had sex with a doll that was very realistic.
Maybe in your circles there's a stigma, certainly not in mine.
Really?
No, I'm sure. A lot of my mates have banged a doll.
But you can't replace a human being in the bedroom.
Well, I think that you can because Brooklyn just said himself. He wished he wasn't with the real-life woman driver.
But that's being driven. Like, in the bedroom, it's about, like, feeling and a connection.
Oh, girl, you've only had these feelings for 1 year. You're not the king of sex.
No, but it is about human connection in the bedroom.
Maybe there's something higher maybe there's something greater in state for us.
Paying for a prostitute, are you doing that for the human connection or just... to get off.
See, I wouldn't pay for a prostitute for that very reason because I don't want to have sex with someone where I feel like they don't want to do it, you know? That, to me, ruins the whole thing.
Yeah.
So, like, if I'm paying for it...
But the good thing about having sex with a robot doll...
Yeah.
...is that it does what you want it to do. It doesn't matter what it wants.
But it's not...
It's a robot. It's like a calculator. Yeah. You don't ask the calculator, would it offend you if I did a mathematical equation?
Would
on
it
you?
Offend you if I
not
spelled
right
out
now.
Boobies?
Give us an hour, boobies. Or Shell Oil.
Yeah. That's
God,
so lame.
It was so cool.
I know.
Look at it upside down.
It spells Shell Oil.
Canadian.
We were entertained by technology back
then. That was all we had.
Yeah. Now kids are programming satellites to the 7. And I still wouldn't, if you gave me a kick lad now, I wouldn't be able to write down Shell Oil upside down.
No, I'd struggle, actually.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know what to put in.
Okay. Hey, this kid's Shaboozy, get this bar song on Tradie vs. Lady next. And welcome to a Thursday, everyone. 131065. We need one tradie, one lady, please. Jeremy Jackson, you're that undie sniffer from Baywatch? He's on in 20.
On a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Double pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a shit. Tell my mom I ain't forget. I'm drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One, here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Dale's got a history.
comes the two to the three to the four. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kind of late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my, good Lord. Tell them drink some. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Yes, Shaboozy. That's a bar song here at Kiss. Morning, everyone. Hi from LA.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to rumble.
I want to start a fight.
Yeah, welcome to Tradie vs. Lady. The prize today, whoever wins gets a double to see Dua Lipa for the Radical Optimism Tour. She's in Australia March 2025. The first four shows immediately sold out. The fifth and final show on sale now. LiveNation.com.au to buy tickets.
Yeah. Let me introduce you to Lizzie playing for the ladies this morning. Hi, Lizzie.
Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey.
Good, honey.
Okay, so Lizzie is working in admin and she drives a Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
Ooh, she's single.
Hang on. You're in a Ford Ranger? Big car like that?
Yes, I'm in construction. So in the
oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Are you in construction? Yep. That's going to come
not
in
fair.
Handy.
That's not fair.
Yeah, oh, I like that.
Don't. I'm a bit nervous. So yeah. I
don't be nervous. You're in
friends. Guys that like you're in, part of my life for so long, and it's all
oh,
every
Lizzie.
Day.
So. You're in safe hands here.
So you and your husband split up, right? Because you're 50 years old, and then you switched to the other side.
I did, yeah. I was cheated on one too many times and decided we'd give the other way a go. So,
And that's so, I mean, it's pretty common, the late life lesbian, hey? Like,
yeah,
a lot
it
of
does
women
seem to happen
that.
Quite a bit. Now, did you ever imagine that you would be a lesbian? Could you see that?
No.
Never.
Look, no. Well, look, I do like a really nice pair of breasts, let's face it. Who doesn't? So, but,
true, that's true.
Yeah, but look, no, not really. It was a bit of a surprise.
But it's quite the distance between admiring a woman's bosoms and then feasting between her legs.
That's right. Quite, see, I
Jackie,
love,
you can't imagine doing
I
that.
Love breasts too.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I.
But is it you just don't want to be the thirsty kitten with the bowl of milk? Is that what
I
you can't?
I don't think I do. I just.
How do you know?
Because I know that I like a man, you know? I want
a
man.
But all your men are duds anyway, so.
Yeah, well, you know.
One way or another, not all.
Yeah, that's
some
right.
Some are quite friendly.
You don't miss the man in the bedroom, Lizzie?
No. No.
Don't.
No, at least
interesting.
I'm safe. So there's not.
Oh, Lizzie must have had a bad run, hey? You know,
right.
A lot of women have had bad, bad men in their life. You can be a joker and everything like that, but if you're an actual asshole,
yeah,
or get joy out of controlling, that's a shit go.
Yeah. 100%.
I'm glad you're looking smooth now, Lizzie. Good on you.
Yeah, weighing in at 92 kilos, it's Later in Life, Lesbian Lizzie.
Yeah, Lizzie!
It's Lizzie.
I like it. Richard is playing for the tradies. He is an electrician. That means he considers himself right at the top of the tree of tradies. Is that right, Richard?
That is right. Hey, guys. Yeah. How are you?
Hey. Very well. Also, Richard, driving around a Ford Ranger. It's very popular.
Yes.
Oh. He's in a relationship. He's been with her for 4 years. Things are going well. Favorite sex position is doggy style. He stuffed up his engagement by getting his, what did you do? Oh, hey, guys, if you're going to write things for me to read off a sheet,
it
and
says,
made
it
some
says
sort of sense.
By getting his wrong engagement. What is what
he
is,
he stuffed up his engagement by getting his wrong engagement. That means
so
nothing
we went,
to me.
Yeah. So I went simple engagement truth. Ring shopping with my now fiance.
Yeah.
And then, so she picked out the one she wanted, and then I went back 4 weeks later to get it, and I got a completely different ring to what she wanted.
Oh, you didn't remember.
Oh, I see. Okay.
You had no memory of the ring she pointed out?
Well, I had a memory. I thought it was the exact ring, but it clearly wasn't.
Oh, no. And at what point did she say to you, babe, that's not the right ring?
Probably half an hour after she said yes.
Good amount of time.
It to me and went, it's completely different. And I was like, nah. And she was like,
did
yeah,
she keep that one, or did you go back and get the original or keep that one?
No, she kept that one. She decided that she still likes the one she's got, so thank God.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I like that.
That's my nice. Boyfriend Damien made me take my engagement ring back the next day.
Because he thought it was, how on earth could I wear this effeminate thing around for the rest of my life?
Yeah.
Was that what he said?
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
He wanted something more masculine.
But better that than him not liking it forever.
Better that than him saying no to the whole engagement.
That's right. You know? Yeah.
Oh, we would have killed him in Vegas, I think, if that had happened. Weighing in at 90 kilos, it's Wrong Ring Richard. Whoopsie, we've all made that mistake. Okay, right. Good luck. Who's first? Jackie, maybe you ask Richard.
Okay. Richard, question number one, paleo and keto are both types of what?
Diets.
Yeah.
Well done. Look at that. Nice. Not even a thought. Just knew it.
Name a reason why you might use pawpaw cream.
Oh.
Cat's lips.
Yeah.
Correct. It wasn't the first thing that came to my mind.
Oh,
do you
gosh.
Use the pawpaw, Jack?
Yeah.
What do you
on
put
my
it on?
Lips.
On your lips?
Yeah, I love it. Just before I go to bed, I always put like a pawpaw cream on my lips.
Oh, every night?
Every night without fail.
You put a petroleum jelly on your lips made of oil.
Do you think your made of like, oil. Without it, your lips would just go back to naturally soft?
Oh, I don't know. It's an addiction because it's like addictive. I can't go to sleep unless I have it on.
Oh, God, you've got a lot of ease. Write that one down, Peter.
I know.
In the book.
Put that in the not good about Jackie book.
Question number three. Which TikTok influencer owns the skincare product Kalade?
Oh.
TikTok. How would we know what bloody influencer owns some cream?
Kendall Jenner? Jeez.
Oh, is it Kendall Jenner, is it, Jackie?
Kat Clark.
Who?
Oh. Who's that?
Guys, we've had her on the show.
Oh, the Aussie woman.
Yes.
Oh, she's wonderful.
Yes, thank you.
Don't get angry at me because I don't know every bloody woman's name.
It's Brooklyn. It's like, who's that? Well, she came in Brooklyn. You probably met her.
She came in with her family.
Yeah.
Oh, I do
she's
remember.
A family influencer.
Oh, yeah.
They're
nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Not anything me and the fellas would be gathered around down the cafe looking through, or you and your boys would be searching where she's at on a Saturday, but in Jackie's world,
we love her.
She's very popular.
All right, Lizzie, it's your turn. You've got to get three right to win.
Lizzie, I don't think Richard was appreciated enough. That's a 3 out of 3. Very rare that happens.
No, he didn't get the 3 out of 3. He got 2 out.
Yeah, okay. Well, look, my mistake. Those Codral cold tablets combined with other medication is not working out. Here we go. You ready, hun? Lizzie, question one.
I'm ready.
Why are boxing gloves usually the colour red?
Oh. So you can see them easier?
No, that's not right. To avoid... This sounds wrong to me, but I've been assured it's correct. To avoid blood stains because it can affect you psychologically and just the visibility of the red coming to your face. It sounds like some bullshit boxing rubbish to me.
No, I guess if they're white gloves and then you see blood all over them, it's going to, like, make you feel, oh, far out. That's like, you know.
I think if you get punched in the face repeatedly,
I don't know.
You're already thinking that. Question two. We'll make this easy, Lizzie. Which plane is bigger, an Airbus A380 or the Boeing 747? What's bigger? Which plane?
The Airbus.
Correct.
Yes.
That's the big double-deckery in the Boeing 747. Is that shitter our parents used to fly to Europe on in the 70s. Question three. Which NBA legend is the face of the Jumpman logo?
Oh, no.
You know the logo, though.
Yeah, where he's jumping up with the basketball.
Yeah, that's the one.
Who would that be?
Is he current? Okay.
No, well, he's still
alive.
He's
a legend. He's a legend.
No. Oh, you're no good.
It's Michael Jordan.
Richard, well done. Yeah, thank you, Jackie. Yeah, well done. Richard's taking it home. You've won a double pass to see Dua Lipa, the Radical Optimism Tour, in Australia, March. First four shows sold, the fifth is on sale. Visit livenation.com.au. Richard, you'll love Dua Lipa live. She's awesome. We'll see you there, my friend. Congratulations,
thanks,
bro.
Yeah, the boy. 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 Yeah, the boy.
Radio standby. A few weeks ago in Jackie's own news, she told us the cute little kid in Baywatch, you know, the son of...
David Hasselhoff's David Hasselhoff. Character, Mitch.
Little, what was his name, the little kid? Bobby Brody.
Kobe. Something like Kobe, that. Colby. Holby.
I don't know. He's now called the Undie Sniffer. So he admitted the other week on a podcast.
Yeah.
He was only 10 or 11, run around the set. All the Pamela Anderson, all those Carmen Electra, all those hot chicks were...
When they'd go home.
They'd be, all be the in the bathing day. Suits all day, sweating up a storm. Throw the bathing suit off in the caravan after the filming. And then he would go from trailer to trailer, sniffing all their undies.
Sniffing the swimmers. Mm. And you thought, I need him on.
I was horrified. I told my brother and he went, I'd have done the same thing. And I thought, God, it takes a certain time.
It really does.
We'll get the undie sniffer on. What's his name?
Well, his real name is Jeremy Jackson.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose I should know his name.
Yeah. And he did play Hobie.
That's right, Hobie.
Yeah.
Man, we used to, I loved that show.
Yeah, I know.
We'll find out what he's been up to and we'll get him on next here at Kiss.
Kyle and Jackie O.
Melbourne traffic. Consider construction at Melbourne Airport allow an extra 30 minutes for arrivals and departures. For quicker pickups and drop-offs, head to the Terminal 4 car park. Search Melbourne Airport for details. Emergency works in Deep Dean, Burke Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Give and miss and take Baldwin Road instead. A few brake lights around the Western Freeway slowing inbound from Ferris Road to Hopkins Road, the Deer Park bypass approaching Robinson Road, and the Monash, the usual hotspot, so inbound from the Princes Highway to Belgrave Cunningham Road, then again around Wellington Road. Works through Carrum Downs, Balato Road closed eastbound at Franks and Dandenong Road and at the Western Port Highway. It can take Hall Road to get around. Pet emergency this grand final weekend. The Animal Referral and Emergency Network has vets open 24-7, including public holidays. Visit emergencyvet.com.au. For KissCast, cloudy, a top of 14 today. Right now, it's 10 degrees. It's Andy, Kiss Traffic and Weather together. First with Kyle and Jackie on the morning on Melbourne's Kiss 101.1.
Kiss is home of all your must-have music tickets.
I think we're going to have some fun tonight.
We've done Taylor. We've done the biggest festival in the world.
Kiss is sending us to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Woo!
We've done it
all. You have got the tickets. Ed Sheeran.
Harry Styles concert tickets.
Pink tickets. You got them.
So when Coldplay come to town, you know there's only one place to win all your free tickets.
I hear Jerusalem bells ringing.
And we mean all of them.
We have reserved an entire row for you and all your friends.
Keep it Kiss all day between 10 and 3 to win from your home of Coldplay. Melbourne's number one hits music station, Kiss 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
Cathay Pacific's early bird sale to London unlocks early bird pricing and you can travel now departing Melbourne. Book today at cathaypacific.com and fly anytime before June 30 next year. Sale ends September 30, flight subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
This spring, country racing is as real as it gets. At beautiful racetracks all over Victoria, iconic regions, proud regional cities, small towns steeped in history, all with their own real story. Feel the thrill as the up-close action brings the crowd alive. And relax into a day like no other. Roll with entertainment, fashions, fabulous hospitality, and just enjoy. Book and find out more at country.racing.com.
I don't think dying's the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon From returns for a brand new season only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello? The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Dear Pacific Smiles Dental, I love the way you're there for me when I need you, even late nights and on the weekend. I love my Pacific Smiles Dentist.
See you in 6 months.
6 months? Can't I see you again next week? Pacific Smiles Dental, Australia's local dentist. Book online now.
Hello? Yeah, that is a lot of space. What are you going to do with it?
Make big plans with the Amex Business Gold Plus card. It comes with funding solutions to support cash flow, 3 points per $1 spent at selected businesses, and up to $550 back on selected business spend each year. Amex Business Gold Plus, just one of our cards for businesses on the grow. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Enrollment required. Annual threshold, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Benefit ends 31st December 2026.
What's our favourite getaway spot?
The Melbourne Caravan and Camping Leisure Fest. And this year, there's more to see and do than ever.
Start here.
Go anywhere.
Sandown Racecourse, October 3 to 6. Tickets at caravanshow.com.au.
With so many holiday homes on Booking.com, there are so many Tina Feys I could be. Surfing Tina at a beach villa. Is that a shark? Or channel surfing Tina in an apartment. Ooh, a shark show. Book whoever you want to be. Booking.com, booking.yeah.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which is fantastic if you're having lunch at your brother-in-law's today. You'll be able to reserve an Uber ride for an hour after you arrive, because that's when he'll ask you to give him a quick hand with something. And by something, he really means his king-size waterbed. And by quick hand, he means 2 hours of forcing it down his tiny staircase while he yells at you to lift and twist, lift and twist. Reserve that Uber ride and leave before you get roped in. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
If your to-do list is doing your head in, get onto Airtasker. It could be cleaning, your gardening, designing a website, hanging up artwork, anything, really.
Well, whatever you need done, Airtasker has lots of people in your area with the skills and tools to help. Just post the thing you don't want to do yourself, name your price, and wait for the offers to come in.
There are loads of ratings, reviews in the app. You can check it out. Pick out the right tasker for the right job. So download the Airtasker app and post a task to it today.
Hurry! The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Live from Beverly Hills.
Keep it kiss.
Keep it kiss.
Back on that.
Dua Lipa Houdini this morning here at Kiss FM, live out of Hollywood. Hi, everyone. One of the biggest shows ever out of the United States. We all grew up loving it, being beach bunnies in Australia ourselves.
Yep.
We'd gather around every week to watch David Hasselhoff run in tiny little red shorts down the beach.
Yeah.
With all those hotties on Baywatch. And there behind them all was a little fellow called Jeremy Jackson. He played Hobie.
Hobie.
I keep calling you Kobe. Hobie's here, the real bloke.
You're going to say the word you're not allowed to say.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, the C word. Yeah. Jeremy Jackson is a grown-up man now, and he's sitting here at the house. Hey, buddy.
Hey.
Hey, good to see you guys.
Good to
Thanks
see
for
you.
Having me on.
Welcome.
Yeah.
You know, Kiss FM is my favorite radio station growing up. I always listened to Kiss FM every day, driving to the set of Baywatch. Took us an hour and a half to go from Orange County to L.A., so I'm a Kiss FM head from day one.
Wow,
look
that.
At you. Yeah.
And by the way, I got to correct you. You said one of the biggest?
The biggest?
Record holder.
Record-breaking yeah. biggest.
Come on.
I have spent a bit of time with the Hoff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a judge on Australian Idol, and prior... Before he was very old and brittle, you might remember a celebrity from the olden days called Mark Holden.
Yes.
You worked with Mark as well on some music, and also David did. Mark's a great record producer.
I love Mark. I spent, a 1,000 hours in the studio with that guy. I
mean, cool. And you didn't...
Mila Jovovich, he was producing her.
Oh, wow.
He was producing David, and he produced me. I think I worked with... Carl Cox's engineer for like some really good house music producers.
So it was all house stuff you were making?
It was like bubblegum kind of house. I started at 12.
When was this? Like,
funny enough.
90s or when was it?
These are my pants from when I was 16 years old. Like real, when Adidas sponsored me in the 90s. Because my first song was about Adidas. It was called You Can Run.
Yeah.
Broke a world music record and inductee into the World Music Hall of Fame and had a lot of fun with it. It didn't go that big in Australia when I was a kid, unfortunately.
And you're wearing the same pants.
These
that you
are
wore
them.
Yeah. How are they in such good condition?
Take care of my stuff, man.
I was going to say, I'm really bad at that. Like, I've bought bags
she
in the
can
past.
Tell. You buy clothes that already look old.
Yeah. They've already got holes in them.
I think they were in storage for like 20 years, and I just kind of found them and was like, what? These are awesome.
Yeah, man. They look really good.
Well, it's a wonder that you can go through old clothes and find cool shit, because I find... True religion jeans when I go through my old stuff.
Hold on to it. It'll come back around.
I don't know if they ever will. Like maroon colored jeans with white stitching.
Yeah, I
don't know whether that's coming back.
So you were in 159 episodes of Baywatch.
That's new information to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've got that info.
159.
159.
All right.
What was it? How does a kid, like, how do you cast into something like that? Because you weren't the only one they were looking at. There are other big names.
People love talking about the fact that I beat Leonardo DiCaprio out for the job.
Did you?
Yes.
He's probably, just so bummed out now.
Oh, my God. He applied to be in that.
It
like,
was
to
between
be that
him and I.
Yeah. Did you ever see him in the audition?
I saw him every week at auditions. Every week. I mean, he's my age range.
Yep.
Jonathan Brandis, who, rest in peace. Remember him, a child actor.
Yes, I do remember him. Yeah.
Will Horniff, the guy that was in Lassie, the TV show Lassie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Me, all the kids from movies like The Sandlot and, Thomas Ian Nicholas, who was in American Pie. Like,
so there was like a whole group of your age that you were all against battling it out for
exactly.
And how early into the piece was this role introduced? Was it right? It wasn't right from the beginning.
In Baywatch?
Yeah.
Yes, yep. Hobie was a mainstay day one.
Day one. Okay, so you guys were auditioning before you even knew this was going to be the
Baywatch
show that it was.
Baywatch was on network for 1 year. Actually, yeah. they did a. We go over all this in the documentary, which is really cool because you get a little juicy bits and pieces.
That's on Disney Plus, this documentary, right?
Disney Plus just went international a few days ago.
Yeah.
We're really excited about it. But there was this TV movie made about these lifeguards, like Panic at Malibu Beach, right? And
it sounds very good. Terrifying.
And it did well enough that they wanted to turn it into a TV show. A lot of people didn't believe in it, but they took a risk on it. Which, nowadays you look at TV shows like, CSI or Law and Order. And you got these TV shows that are about professionals at a workplace that happens to be a little tense and the relationships of the people. And it's fun, right? And that's really what Baywatch was supposed to be, a procedural show about, relationships and the job site. And the job site just happened to be where people are tense.
Throw in a few rescues for drama.
Exactly.
And boom, there's your show.
Yeah, but then, Playboy came along and all the girls on there. And that's brought the big ratings. So
that's right.
It took a turn.
And you were right at the right age.
Pamela
for those
Anderson
ladies.
Enter. How far into it?
I think she came in season 2 or 3.
And is that when it really blew up?
It was already doing great.
Yeah.
From the first season, it was doing really well. If anything, I would say that, you know, Pamela Anderson tipped the needle, moved the needle in a different direction.
Right.
You know, we were doing well. We were getting great ratings. We were loved internationally. But that beauty, you know, took it to a different dimension.
Yeah.
Which then it just became like sharks in the water tasting that blood. Like, all we have to do is find the next Pamela Anderson every year and we'll take over the world.
Who was the next one that you brought on after her?
I mean, they went through a slew of them, but no, you know, Yasmin.
Carmen Electra?
Carmen Electra's a big deal. She's an international hit sensation. You know, Yasmin Bleeth.
Yeah. Loved her.
She was a beauty.
Right. She was gorgeous. Yeah.
So they were on the hunt to find the undiscovered beauty. And they went through a lot, but I don't think anybody hit as big as Pamela. I mean, you got Pamela Anderson, Marilyn Monroe. There's like a few
people
who really shocked the world with their beauty.
We heard that enough. It's true. But I read somewhere that you were running around sniffing all their undies or their swimmers.
Me?
I can't. I laughed out loud because I thought if I was 10 or 11, I can see that's very easy to fall into that pattern.
Absolutely. You're around there watching them all day and
sweating.
You're too young to do anything with them. You know, and then
too shy to even speak.
The problem was they had their Playboy magazines there, which they were signing for fans. And I think the draw of knowing not only could I sniff their panties, but also look at them stark naked at the same time, the lure was just too strong.
Too great for a little boy.
You made it by 11. It was nothing else that you needed
in
life.
Were you like did you go to school or did you have to do homeschooling during that?
Yeah, definitely. I started working so feverishly by the time I was six with commercials and stuff. I dropped out of school in the third grade. I was too busy.
So did you have friends at the time that were
my God. You dropped out of school in the third grade.
Yeah.
How old are you? Like seven.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then were all your friends like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're working with Pamela Anderson. Was it like a huge brag?
I wish, you know.
Don't forget, he was working with Knight Rider as well.
Oh, that's
Jackie,
true,
right?
Yeah.
The psychology of seven-year-olds is not as adept as ours. So
correct.
It's judgment. It's insecurity. It's anger. It's jealousy.
Yeah.
It's gossip.
Yeah.
It is exactly the same as adults. It's really no different,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, we just get better at masking it.
Yeah, that's
at least.
True.
So it was more fights. It was more isolation. It was more.
Oh, wow. So it didn't
it
really work
nice.
In your favor.
It wasn't nice.
How old were you when this show wrapped up? Did you get to bang any of these hotties or what happened?
Nicole Eggert and I dated for a year or so.
Oh, dated. Yeah, that's a much nicer
one. So how old were you when Nicole joined?
I think I was about probably 14 when Nicole came on. She came on maybe season 3 or 4.
How old was she?
Potentially. She's a good 6-7 years older than me.
Oh, yeah.
So it's totally out of my age range at 14. But when I was 21 and we came back and we did the big Hawaiian
thing.
That
was it. Sparks.
I'm 21.
Were you just pinching yourself that when you did finally get with her? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm... Because as a 14-year-old, you would have been watching her as a dream.
Dreams really do come true. When you wish upon a star kind of thing.
That's
yeah, absolutely.
So
100%.
Yeah. Yeah, she was beautiful. I loved her.
I wonder
Nicole.
If sometimes...
we love you, Nicole.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She's just a few days out of breast cancer surgery.
I don't want
to give away too much because we, you know, middle of the documentary, she gets hit with breast,
you'll see
breast
all
cancer.
Of this on Disney Plus, by the way. It's up there. It's called Moment in the Sun. It's what happened after Baywatch and everything that happened during it.
Mm-hmm.
Does it follow? Is there a lot of tragedy out of that show?
Well,
because you hear of things over the years and people lose their way and people get sort of 100%. Addicted and, you know, we all have our demons.
I'm definitely the black sheep of the family. You know, I'm the scariest. Well,
what did you get addicted to?
I'm out there getting stabbed, getting shot at, stabbing people, going to jail.
You were stabbing people?
Yeah. Got arrested here in L.A. for assault with a deadly weapon.
You attacked someone?
I defended myself against a gunman.
Wow.
And I got arrested and thrown in jail for attempted murder.
How's that possible? Because you were a known person?
Because I'm the guy. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You know, of course, it got dropped later, but still. Still lawyers.
How long were
still,
you in jail for?
You know, altogether, I've done at least a year in jail.
Did you have to go gay for survival?
A little more.
Or has that not happened?
I stay. I don't have to go gay. I just stay gay.
Oh, you're gay now.
It's much easier.
Are you gay now?
No, but I feel like I should maybe stir up some
You've
controversy.
You've got a beautiful beard. I was thinking, if that's a gay man's beard, I'm going gay. This guy's beard is amazing.
Yeah.
And you were telling me earlier, which does sound a little homosexual, that you make your own beard oils, and then you and I got right into it. What, you're making it out of?
Yes, yeah. It's actually totally edible. You can put it on your body, face,
really?
Or masturbate with it. It's if you want. Yeah. It's beef tallow, Australian beef tallow.
Is that right?
Only the finest. It's Wagyu.
Peter, write all this down.
Every moment.
It's white cacao butter, which is raw white chocolate, beeswax, and a little bit of diatomaceous earth, like ancient clay powder.
Where the hell are we getting ancient earth from?
You're going to be getting it from Jeremy Jackson Fitness when you go onto my Instagram.
So you can buy
order now.
You can. Okay, what's that? So what's that business called?
So just go onto my Instagram at Jeremy Jackson Fitness. We're actually launching the beard balm very soon. I have cracked the code. Not only to, you know, having a good beard product is one thing, but you really need, it's about moisturizing. It's about keeping it from getting brittle and breaking. And it's about providing some of those minerals and nutrients and the essential fats to help your
hair grow. What would you do about my fishing wire looking revolting
That's
beard?
That's what mine looks like too.
No, but yours, you've got the color. Mine's white.
I've actually bleached mine white. It looks really good. You're a silver fox, man. You got
no.
Work
that's
it.
What everyone says,
it's
but
great.
Really, it's just Santa. Kids call me at Westfield, Mom, Santa. Do you know how humiliating that is? I'm not in red or anything.
Well,
it's probably the jolly fat thing and the beard,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm. What's what, you know? We're going to talk after this.
It's a fitness thing I'm interested in because yeah. I've changed my. I've had a thought over the last 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with being the fat asshole.
Okay.
I want to be a very fit, good-looking asshole now.
Nice.
Can you help me with that?
I would love to do that. That's my specialty, man. That's
and cool. I can do all that through a website?
Yep, at jeremyjacksonfitness.com.
Write it down, Peter.
Yeah, I've got that as well. I also forgot, what was the first thing? I've got the white cacao, the beeswax, the ancient earth. What was the other two first
things? Oh, the beef.
Beef tallow, rendered beef fat.
Do you know what that is, Peter?
Yeah, I'm a
I don't want you to bring
chef,
me. I don't want a piece of steak there.
No, of course.
Minced up steak. That's not going to work.
Yeah. I love it, Jeremy. We'll watch this moment in the sun right now on Disney Plus.
It's fascinating.
It's all about what happens during and after Baywatch. It's so good to have you in here.
I love you guys. Thanks for having me on the show,
you.
Man.
Thank you.
I'll be joining that. I'll be joining that fitness site.
Big love to Down Under.
Thank you, bro. Nice to see
if
you.
If you're celebrating your birthday today, call us on 131065.
The Kyle and Jackie O Show.
Pop your confetti.
Stars don't get much bigger than Katy Perry.
Give me something good to celebrate.
Before she takes over Australia for the grand final this weekend, she's taking over the Kyle and Jackie O Show live from Beverly Hills.
I've had some of my most fun and probably traumatizing times on your show. Love you.
Don't miss Katy Perry this morning at 7:30, baby.
Can everybody hear us okay?
Hey, straight after Kyle and Jackie O Show at 10 a.m, we are reserving an entire row for you and your friends to see Coldplay live when they hit Australia.
It'll be the hottest concert this year and you won't pay a single cent, Will.
That's right, Woods. Then from 4, it's us, Will and Woody, for the drive home on KISS 101.1.
The Chase Mega Money Spinner. Come in for the spin. The Chase, 5 p.m. on 7 and 7 Plus.
The Chemist Warehouse half-price cosmetic sale is almost over. Shop now and get free delivery when you spend $50 or more. T's and C's apply. Sale ends September 29.
Can you carry away a mattress?
1-800-GOT-JUNK will take any size mattress from now until the 13th of October for just $119.
But you need to know, this mattress has defied all my efforts to get it out of the bedroom.
All you have to do is point.
This mattress has a mind of its own. It's like something out of a Stephen King novel.
Help is on the way.
That's awesome.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.au.
Exceed expectations in the Volvo XC40 Special Edition. Drive's best small SUV under $80,000 2024 has been taken to a whole new level. This edition includes 360-degree camera, 19-inch alloy wheels, leather interior, and premium paint. All for only $59,990 drive away. Don't miss this special opportunity. Book your test drive at your local Volvo retailer today. Volvo.
Been buying the same laundry product on repeat? Switch to One. Only One has 4-in-1 quad power technology for stain removal, freshness and softness all in one easy capsule. Look for the teal pack on special at Coles today. Only One gets laundry done.
I don't think dying is the worst thing that can happen to you here.
The phenomenon Frog returns for a brand new season, only on Stan.
You have no idea what we're dealing with.
From the producers of Lost, legendary horror author Stephen King calls it scary as hell.
Nothing that I've been through is possible.
A group of strangers are hunted by unknown terrors in a town they can't escape.
The only way we go home is together.
Hello?
The brand new season of From, now streaming only on Stan.
Sensodyne Repair and Protect Toothpaste provides lasting sensitivity relief with twice-daily brushing. Always follow the directions for use.
Don't lose sleep over the cost of your sleep apnea treatment. Speak to Sove CPAP Clinic, your one-stop shop for all things sleep apnea. This month, purchase the ResMed latest AirSense 11 auto set and mask package for $1,950 and get a second mask for only $20. That's a mask saving of over 85%. That's not all. Take an extra $100 off the entire package with a promo code SOVE100. Stop snoring now with Sove. Sove CPAP Clinic. Do it today at sove.com.au. That's S-O-V-E or call 1-300-76-2939.
End September 30. T's and C's apply. CPAP equipment is used for obstructive sleep apnea treatment. Always follow the directions for use when considering whether CPAP is right for you. Speak to your doctor.
When the weather gets hot, chill out with an iced coffee from 7-Eleven. Freshly ground coffee, over ice and topped with milk, including oat and soy at selected stores. Just $3. 7-Eleven. Wonderfully easier.
At Spotlight's VIP Day VIP, save 30% off full-priced items store-wide. Yes, that's 30% off. Hurry, today only. Plus, rush in for our home living sale catalogue full of unbeatable deals store-wide. Don't miss out. Sale on now. Exclusions apply. At Spotlight, it's what you make it.
Sign up to Caltex Rewards and spend $25 on fuel to earn 500 points. Use your points to get $10 off your next fill. Download Caltex Go today. Limited time only. Terms and conditions apply. Visit caltex.com/au for details.
Jax, is there anything better than sausages sizzling away in the car park of your local hardware store?
How about 15% off on your car insurance premium, Sarge?
Aye, that is delicious.
Save 15% on your first year's premium when you purchase a new car insurance policy online from Budget Direct.
Insurance sold with Budget Direct.
Discount applies to your first year's premium for a new policy purchased online. Issuer Auto and General Insurance Company Limited. Read PDS and TMD at budgetdirect.com.au to see if product suits.
Now you can reserve an Uber ride in advance, which may work out perfectly if you need to leave fast later on. Reserve now, ride later with Uber.
AO25, the hottest ticket in town. Get access to the first ever public pre-sale. Join AO Extras today. The Australian Open hits different.
Melbourne traffic.
G'day there. Got a crash in from Micklem being tidy. Micklem Road at Craigieburn Road and emergency power works in for Deepdene. Vert Road closed between Whitehorse Road and Stoke Avenue. Give it a miss. Take Baldwin Road instead. Some power lines have come down in Springvale and Henderson Road just near Springvale Road. The Coolwater staying slow inbound approaching Greengully Road as is the Princess Freeway from Point Cook Bend onto the Westgate. The Westgate itself seeing brake lights towards Millers Road and the Monash also under the pump inbound from Eastlink to Warrigal Road. Shop at IGA today to buy one, get one free. Purchase a participating product and in partnership with Greening Australia, they'll plant a tree.